when the financial crisis started to roll out, I noticed an article in the Wall Street Journal by the then president of the New York Fed where that person was calling for a global monetary authority, a GMA. I'd never heard that term before, those initials before, and I started looking into it. And GMA stands for Global Monetary Authority, which is essentially, George, a financial dictator for the planet.
Exactly.
For those of your listeners that don't follow such things, the then president of the New York Fed, we're talking about March of 2008, was none other than Timothy Geithner.
Mm-hmm.
So I started researching and writing. I wrote an article predicting that there would be a global monetary authority. And shortly after I finished the first article, indeed, that was put in place. Most people don't have a clue that this was done. But in April of 2009, at the G20 meeting in London, an entity was created, George, called the Financial Stability Board, the FSB. This entity is housed in the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland.
And what is that, the Bank for International Settlements?
It's a very good question. This is kind of been a hidden entity. The Bank for International Settlements is the central banker's central bank. So the members of the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, include the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Italy, the Bank of Japan. All 55 central banks, major central banks on the planet, are members of and junior to, George, the Bank for International Settlements. This is truly the behind-the-scenes kingmaker, if you will.
It's the mother of all banks, isn't it?
This is the baby. And interestingly, they're similar to the Vatican in that their land is inviolate. Swiss law does not apply to them. Their employees are immune from Swiss law. They have their own military or police force. They're above the law entirely, George.
And I bet they're getting bigger, John.
They are getting bigger. They're getting bigger as these crises that they help create draw the attention, or the fear, I should say, of others that an international solution is needed. They're it. The Financial Stability Board is it.
This push for this global currency, is it the dollar that they wanted or something else?
Is it the dollar that I'm not sure I understand the question.
When they want this global currency.
Yes.
Did they want the dollar to be that currency?
No.
Or, okay.
No. Indeed, the financial crisis had a very specific and has a very specific purpose. That purpose is to take down the United States and the United States dollar as the stable datum in international finance and to replace them with this global monetary authority. The global currency that is being rolled out, and a lot of people talk about the Amero and so forth. My personal opinion is the Amero is a red herring. The global currency that is being rolled out as we speak is the SDR. The SDR is the currency of the International Monetary Fund. It is a fiat currency of the IMF. SDR stands for Special Drawing Rights. It's just a name. And that's the global currency that is being pushed into central banks to replace dollars.
Fiat currency meaning really nothing behind it,
that's
right?
That's exactly correct. A fiat currency is something declared by fiat or order. So a government goes, good, the dollar is acceptable for the payment of debts by this fiat. It's a currency. But you're right. There's nothing behind it. No precious metals, no production, no products. It's just exists by dictation.
Why can, guys, there's so much I want to talk with you about tonight, John, but why can some countries, like the United States, have fiat currency, nothing backing it, and make and print as much as they want, and appear to be wealthy, and in other countries who are, third-stricken nations, who are drop-dead poor, they can't make their own money and say the same thing. Why can't they and we can?
Well, they can and do make their own money. Here's the difference. As you know, I'm sure, and probably many of your listeners remember or have at least read about, our currency was backed by gold up until 1971. foreign governments or foreign central banks could turn in dollars to the Federal Reserve Bank, and they could get gold in return. As we started spending during the Vietnam War, huge amounts of dollars going out, and we were printing and printing and printing, Charles de Gaulle, kept turning in dollars, asking for gold. And finally, in 1971, Nixon put his foot down and closed the gold window. So he just went, no more of this. We aren't going to exchange gold for dollars. What occurred after that, however, to keep the dollar propped up, which is really your question, why is the dollar continued to be the world reserve currency?
When there's nothing to back it up.
There's nothing to back it up except for the fact that it was mandated that oil has to be bought and sold in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so as oil is the energy of planet Earth currently, that gets traded all over the planet. And these transactions had to be in dollars. And that kept the dollar up, and it kept the dollar afloat, and it kept the dollar strong. Now, that said, as drastic as this economy is falling, certainly during the 70s and 80s, American prosperity, while it was slowly ebbing, was still extremely strong. I mean, we're still the largest economy on the planet.
Oh, sure. Those who are working, John, are doing relatively well. They're paying their bills. They're paying their mortgages. The problem is more and more people aren't working.
Well, that's right. I mean, unemployment and the government figures I don't trust, and one can, do a little research and find out that the figures that they're using are altered. But we're experiencing, as we speak, dramatic unemployment, and it's going to get worse. As you can see or probably read in the paper, the president's pushing for another kind of mini bailout of another $50 to $80 billion. It's outrageous, George. We stand here today with the U.S. budget deficit this year, at $1.8 trillion. These are mind-numbing figures.
They are.
If you spent $1 million a day since the time of Christ, you would not have $1 trillion.
Unbelievable. Now, these bankers, part of the Bank for International Settlements, also include those who want to crush our economy. They include Americans, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So wouldn't that be treason?
You're not going to get any argument from me on that. Greenspan was a member. Now Bernanke's a member. Geithner's a member. It's outrageously treasonous. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is that the fiscal autonomy of the United States has been dished off to a bunch of bankers in Basel, Switzerland, and people don't know.